This is Ocean Commotion, the 7-part series about the effects of global change on Southeast Alaska.
From whale migration to sea star disease, Sitka is one shell of a place, and we are sure you'll love this podcast as much as we loved being here.
Did you hear the rain last night? It was really pouring.
Yeah, it kept me up all night.
It's not like that in California. Is that just an Alaska thing?
Well, I know Sitka is known for its rainy weather, but I was talking with some locals, and they were telling me how it used to rain every day in the fall, but it would be light rain. Now it's more like heavy downpours over the span of a few days.
These kind of events will be more and more frequent as global climate change continues. I can see clearly now
the rain is gone. Welcome to our podcast. We are a group of college students from the University of California, Santa Cruz, here in Sitka, Alaska, conducting different marine ecology research projects. My name is Salma.
I'm Natalia.
And I'm Sterling.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here, guys. So I know we're all interested in global change ecology and how it's affecting northern regions in like Alaska, especially since these parts are seeing changes faster than other parts of the world. But we're here to talk about something in particular that caught our interest, and that is freshwater input. So what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so freshwater input is essentially just the way that freshwater enters the ocean. So in a place like Sitka, this is especially relevant as we receive around 95 inches of rainfall per year. And combine that with melting glaciers and stronger rain events, a lot of marine animals in Sitka could be suffering from these big changes.
Wow, so this is a pretty big issue, huh?
Yeah, marine wildlife here are not adapted to tolerate large flushes of fresh water that are going to be more and more frequent with bigger climate change events. There's something called salinity stress, which is essentially when an organism is in water that is either higher or lower than what they're used to, and they'll end up getting sick as a result.
We actually got a chance to talk to Chuck Miller here, who taught us about the Tlingit ways. He told us a really cool phrase, and that's, when the tide goes out, dinner is served. A lot of the native folk here rely on the intertidal for food. This includes blue mussels and pinto abalones. The intertidal seems to be an important place around here.
Yeah, so since the intertidal is so important around here, we wanted to mention something that might not necessarily be something that you're familiar with, even though you're really familiar with the other parts of it. Those big torrential rainstorms that have been happening have been moving a lot of land down the mountains. You're getting big landslides. And while the effects of those directly are pretty obvious, it's sometimes less obvious that that sediment can actually go down to the coast and start to coat the tides there. And that was something that happened big in California after a big rainstorm. A Santa Cruz student actually studied that and found that the areas where black abalone, which are similar to the pinto abalone, lived were completely covered. It was like cement and it spread across the beach. And something similar could happen here with the same torrential rains.
Okay, so I understand how marine animals have been affected, but how is this affecting the local community and why should we care?
So kind of like Sterling mentioned, a lot of these animals in the Sitka Sound are really important for the people living here in Sitka, either as a food source or just for keeping the marine ecosystems healthy in general.
Yeah, and luckily there are some things that are being done about this. The Sitka Sound Science Center is actually doing a lot of research on climate change and especially landslide monitoring here. And they're looking at ways to predict whether or not those landslides will start happening and where, so people can adapt to them better.
Yeah, so we've reached the end of our podcast, but we want to give a quick shout out to Sitka, Alaska for welcoming us. We want to give a shout out to the Sitka Sound Science Center for giving us the space to work on our projects, and a special shout out to our mentors, Peter Raimondi and Christy Croker, for giving us this amazing opportunity to study the Alaskan marine ecosystem. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Ocean Commotion is made up of undergraduates from the University of California in Santa Cruz, who report to you about your local marine systems in partnership with Raven Radio and Sitka Sound Science Center.
We'd like to acknowledge that for the past month, we have been doing our research on Tlingit land. The Tlingit people have been indigenous to this land for over 10,000 years. Gunaltish to the Tlingit people for their stewardship of Tlingit Ani since time immemorial and today.